Welcome to A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood with your host, Angela Jones. Presented by Brighter Day Law, listen to the stories of the people who make Colorado Springs a great place to live and make our world better every day. We want to give back to those who give so much to us.
Well, good morning, Colorado Springs. It's another Brighter Day in the Neighborhood, and I'm Angela Jones of Brighter Day Law. I'm your host this Sunday and every Sunday, and today we have a Brighter Day staff spotlight. And with us is Maya De La Garza. Maya is probably the staff member. I know she is the staff member who's worked for me the longest. She came to work with me when I was first working as an attorney in Colorado Springs. And so please give her a really warm welcome.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Maya, I know we've kind of talked about the format here, and I know you're a little bit nervous. You don't like to talk about yourself
Never.
Much. So we're going to put you on the spot a little bit, but it's mainly if we're here just to kind of share like who you are and your heart with everyone. And so why don't you get started by like kind of telling everybody how long you've lived in Colorado Springs.
I am a native to Colorado Springs, so I've lived here my entire life. I went to Wasson High School, and I love Colorado. I don't think I'll ever leave.
No, I don't think so either. Mm-mm. You played soccer in high school?
I did. I did competition cheer, basketball, and soccer. And then my junior and senior year, I didn't do cheer, so I did cross country instead to get ready for basketball and soccer.
Right. And now you're really into physical fitness too.
Yes. I like to go to the gym when I have time to. It's been a struggle this last couple of months, but I do like to go at least 4 to 5 times a week, if not more. And then when I don't lift, then I try to substitute with like the sauna and the steam room and just hang out in there and put on like a good little Netflix show or something and, you know, spend way too much time in there to where it's probably unsafe sometimes.
In the sauna
and in the steam room too, because you can get pretty dehydrated in there from sweating a lot and you don't realize it until you walk out and you're a little lightheaded.
Right.
But I do enjoy that. It's a nice endorphin release. And you know, when you're working kind of in a stressful field sometimes, dealing with other people's lives, and when you have a 7-year-old who is a diva and acts like a teenager, it's nice to just kind of relax and do your own thing and just re-mentally prepare for what's coming next.
Right. Well, and speaking of that 7-year-old, you have a daughter and you are a single parent.
I am, yes. Yeah. A single mom. I have her full time.
Right. And so what kind of things do you like to do with your daughter?
Yeah, so we love to do arts and crafts. We just made these really fun Halloween shirts with her best friend and her mom. And we just did, what we did is we bought like a solid dark t-shirt and then Halloween stencils and just placed them around the shirts and then took bleach and water in a spray bottle and just sprayed the shirts. So they came out really fun. So if we're not doing arts and crafts, then we like to walk around the block. We like to go to a place called Caffeine Cow. If y'all haven't been there, it's amazing ice cream. It's right off of 8th Street.
Oh, wow.
And they have vegan ice cream too for any vegan lovers. Or we just cuddle up and watch, you know, little kid movies like Barbie or LOL movies or things along those lines. So,
well, and you're a big Disney fan too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But my daughter does not like the classics. So,
really?
We bump heads because I'm like, I want to watch this. And she's like, ugh, mom, not that's even so
like-
old.
Not even like Beauty and the Beast?
She likes the new Beauty and the Beast, not what? The like classical one. The only movie I can really get her to watch that's a classic Disney movie is The Lion King.
Now, Lion King's pretty awesome. I remember my daughter, I took her, well, she used to love to watch Lion King when she was little, but I took her to like the Broadway.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, but she was, I don't know, 4, something like that. But she loves animals now. And I swear it's got to be in part because of that the Lion King.
I know. Maya loves animals, too. She just conned me into getting her a kitten. So, a 7-year-old girl and a kitten at the house.
So tell me more about this kitten.
So her name is Maple, and she'll be 4 months on the 16th, so Saturday. And she is just like the sweetest little loving thing. I'm not a cat person at all. Like, I was completely against it. But yeah, she just like kind of has stolen my heart. And I think she's definitely my cat now, which is hilarious considering the fact that I'm like, okay, bye. You know, but she just likes to curl up on me and sleep and purr.
So how did you come up with the name Maple?
I was in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. So we were trying to think of names because when we adopted her, her name was Pinter. And I was like, I'm not keeping this name.
That's an odd name.
And so I was in the shower and we couldn't think of anything. And I was thinking of something sweet. And I was thinking of maple syrup. I was like, ooh, waffles and maple syrup sound good right now. And so I just came up with Maple and everyone else liked it. So we ran with it. But we call her Mapes or Muffin. So I don't even think she knows her real name.
Right. So. Yeah, I think we've got a couple of cats. One is Roman and the other one is Cookie, because of like Cookie looks like if you open Cookies and Cream ice cream, she looks like Cookies and
Cream. White and chocolate.
Yeah, and brown, but with the little brown. Mm-hmm. So it's like that cookie dough, you know, kind of thing. And then Roman, just because he kind of looks like a lion, he's actually very skinny, but he has all this hair, especially like around his head and face and everything. But we had my oldest, Danny, had a cat when he was little, and we ended up calling that cat Kiki. Honestly, I don't remember what that cat's name actually was because we ended up calling her Kiki. So she was always, here, Kiki, Kiki.
That's funny.
That's what the cat ended up being. Now we call Roman Romy, and of course, Cookie. But
yeah, I think they just gain their nicknames based upon their personality.
Yeah.
So when I get mad at her, I call her Cat. I'm like, get down, Cat, because she likes to attack me while I'm typing. I'm like,
that's so funny. I remember when I was in high school, I lived with my aunt and uncle, my Aunt Babs and Uncle Mike, and Mike brought home this, you know, little orange cat at Halloween. You know, he was a giveaway cat, you know, outside the grocery store or whatever. And he brought this cat home, and we named her Hallie, or I think it was Hallie. But he used to say to the cat, come here, sweetie. But he always said it like, here, Feety, like this. And then so her name ended up being Feety Feet, but we just called her Feet. So we had a cat, an orange cat named Feet. So it always cracks me up to get to the bottom of like animal names. You know what I mean?
Feet. Okay, what's your cat's name? Feet.
Can
you imagine like going to school as a child and like, this is my cat?
Well, and that's the thing is when this kind of stuff comes up, you go into this long explanation as to why your cat's name is Feet. You know what I mean?
So there's a backstory, you know?
There's always the backstory. So that's so funny. But all right, so we were talking about what Mila's favorite Disney movie is, but what's yours?
Oh, mine is Beauty and the Beast.
So absolutely. There you go.
All the way. Zales actually has a Disney collection, and I have the Beauty and the Beast rose and then the matching earrings, and I absolutely love that set so much. It doesn't come out of the box.
Well, and that's kind of funny because I've told you this story before. I remember when I first came in to work, like you had been hired at Torbett Tufton McConkie, and I came into the firm and hadn't met you, but I knew you were starting at reception. And I came in and I was like, dang it, she looks like the Little Mermaid. She is so pretty. They better not have just hired her because she's so pretty. You know, it turns out not only were you really pretty, but extremely smart and, you know, super kind and fun also.
I had bright hair back then too.
You did. I'm trying to remember, you had dyed it like that. It wasn't like just the red. It was like that, you know, like that.
Yeah, it was like a bright, like burgundy red.
Red, but you did. You look like, she looks like Ariel, you know, from The Little Mermaid. And I was very, very glad to know that, you know, that what you brought to the table was much more than looking like a Disney princess.
Me too.
So I want to pause just real quick to remind you that you're listening to Brighter Day in the Neighborhood on KPPF. And our special guest today is one of my favorite people, Maya De La Garza. So tell me a little bit, well, you were talking about doing crafts a little bit earlier, and I know that you also do crafts with your mom and your grandma, but you have a big family.
I do, yes.
So tell me more about your family.
I have a lot of extended family.
Right,
so
right.
I have, you know, my mom and my dad, they are no longer together. My dad's remarried, but my mom has another daughter, and then I have a full-blooded brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad's side, he has an extended family as well with his wife. She has three children who aren't his, and then two who are, but they've been together for like 17 years. So we've all grown up with each other. And then my sister by my mom, her dad and my mom are no longer together, but he is a very big part of my family or in my life and in my daughter's life.
Mm-hmm.
And he has two children. And so we've just kind of all adopted each other. And so there's nine of us all together, and I'm the oldest. And so there's just a lot of kids and a lot of family activities that happen. I feel like I'm doing something every week with them, which is fine. It keeps me busy. But there are times where I'm like, okay, I need to start picking and choosing because there is no free time between y'all and my kids.
Right. Have you guys had the conversation? I know I've been sort of reading or hearing in the news like, oh, Christmas is going to be hard because of supply chain stuff. And I'm the oldest of 32 grandchildren. My biological father, who passed away when I was little, was one of seven. He was the oldest boy. He had an older sister, but that it always comes up with the whole drawing names and doing the exchange. Have you guys been talking about that?
So I don't do that with my like immediate family, you know, but my, so it's weird because my dad was adopted by a lady named Darlene. But Darlene's daughter, Misty, is best friends with my mom. And that's how my mom and my dad met, was through them. And so Misty's family, you know, they do the drawing of the hats thing. And I participate in that some years and do that with them. But I usually just focus on the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Anyone younger than me, it's like, okay, I'll give you guys a Christmas gift and don't really worry about my my parents or my grandparents that much. But last year was just kind of different because I decided to have Christmas at my own house, you know, which was the first. And my family did not take it very well.
Right.
Because they're so used to me, like, spending Christmas morning at my mom's and then traveling to my dad's and then, you know, going home late in the hours. And last year I was like, this is it. I've had it. I'm not doing this anymore. If y'all want to participate, y'all can come over to our house. But I'm staying home and letting my daughter play with her toys from Santa.
Yeah.
And so it was very small last year and we didn't do much, but it was a nice change. It was nice to just be able to wake up and stay in my pajamas all day and not have to worry about traveling to point A and point B.
Yeah. Well, I remember you did your own first Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. That was last year too.
And you kind of themed it out.
The Grinch next to my mom. She was like, Maya, you're the Grinch. So here's Grinch stuff. And so that's kind of what we did last year. And this year,
And I think she made us a kind of a Grinch themed wreath.
Yeah, probably.
For the law firm too, which is great because the colors go, and that was really cool.
Yeah, I think the Grinch is pretty, you know, Christmassy to begin with.
Yeah.
The colors. So this year I'm gonna do a little Barbie and Grinch theme because I have all the little Barbie ornaments from my great grandmother.
Oh, nice.
So she always had a Barbie tree, so I think I'm gonna start adopting that.
Yeah, so your daughter will like that.
Oh my gosh, she'll want to play with them. I'm going to have to, you know.
So are they tiny little Barbies? Are they bigger Barbies?
They are tiny. They're like tiny little Barbie ornaments.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you like remember them like back in the day. Kind of like the Cloud Babies. Like, do you remember the Cloud Babies?
Uh-uh. I remember my mom had a bunch of like Precious Moments type ones. They were, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, they're little Precious Moments ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my husband's mom. my husband's family did all these little things out of like beads. Okay. Like they made all these bead ornaments, like little angels and snowflakes and different, you know, candy canes made out of beads. And so we have those, but we started collecting we've traveled a lot, you know, I don't know. We were up in the 60s in terms of countries we visited at this point. But when we would go on a trip, like either, well, first was like a country or a new, you know, big city like New York City or Vegas or, you know, San Francisco, something, we would get an ornament from that place so that when we pulled it out of the box, we would get like, oh, do you remember when?
Oh, how fun. Know? I know you guys do the pictures in front of McDonald's too.
Well, we started doing the pictures in front of McDonald's when, okay, so when we moved to Germany, when Will and Chloe, I think Chloe was in the second grade and Will was in the fourth grade, we had gotten over to Germany and, you know, the kids were pretty bummed out about this whole idea of like, oh, we just left the States and, you know, we had left Nashville and everything. And when we got there, I was like, I was super excited to take them to Paris because it was within driving distance, you know, from where we lived. They didn't want to go. Like, and I wanted to take them like to Paris Disney, and I wanted to take them to, you know, the Louvre, and, you know, and just, we were going to go do this thing. Well, they weren't having it because they had already been on this plane, you know, and just got where they were going. And so what I did is I bribed them like any good parent would do with McDonald's. I told them, well, hey, there's McDonald's in Paris and I'll take you to McDonald's if you go. And they were like, McDonald's. And so what we did was we got my husband's like, yeah, we could take a picture of them in front of McDonald's with this flag. And the next place we went was Spain. And so we spent, no joke, Maya, like half a day running around trying to find this. Yeah, no, we found the McDonald's. Oh. Okay. But finding the flag for Spain. And so that became like the way, it was almost like a Where's Waldo thing with the kids. That's how we got them, you know, going through the city and looking for things, like trying to find this flag, you know. And so that got to be sort of the thing. Like we would be going to a new place. And so we would go there and, you know, we'd figure out where the McDonald's was and go search for a flag. We learned, though, to go ahead and order the flags and like have the flags, because sometimes it was just all our time got sucked up looking for the flags. But yeah, so we've got them, you know, we've got pictures from when our kids are little, you know, all the way up to grown. And now they'll go places like Danny, our oldest, sent us a picture of himself in China in front of the McDonald's.
Oh, and how fun.
Yeah. And when Chloe went on a trip to, I guess it was Finland. We had never been to Finland, but she took a picture in Finland, you know, in front of, you know, a McDonald's there.
And, oh, really cool.
Yeah. So we've got so many of those pictures. And you know, these little traditions are, you know, they just kind of spring
into existence. Yeah, they're fun too. Yeah. You know, it's nice to have those memories. And not a lot of families get to do that.
What, go places and bribe their kids to McDonald's?
Yeah. That, or to have traditions.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, thinking back, I think my family, you know, had traditions, but like it was different in the way that I think other people conceptualized it. Like I have friends who they always string popcorn to put on the Christmas tree. We never did anything like that, but we did have like the way we would, you know, do Christmas. Like ours was pull the fake tree out of the box and, you know, let them ornament. But it was always the fake tree and then fighting with the fake tree to fill up the holes, you know, with the lights and, you know, squinting at it.
See, I hated it. I was like, Mom, that is all on you.
My mom, man, it didn't matter how we figured this out pretty quickly. It didn't matter how we put the ornaments on, because she was going to move them all.
Oh, that's me. You know? Mila decorated the tree last year and I like had to move them because it drove me crazy. I was like, nope, I can't have this. It has to be patterned.
Right. And so that was why it got to be one of those things where it was like, all right, go get the box. And one of my close friends, she's like, what? You have a fake tree? What is that? Who even does that? I'm like, I think lots of people because they sell them every year in stores, you know. But, you know, we've gotten into the get a real tree, you know, and then wait, no, get a fake tree. Wait, no, let's get a Charlie Brown tree. So we're always doing something different. But we right now, I don't know why, I think because of the COVID, we decided this past year to have a year round tree.
It is
an artificial tree. It is now presently a Halloween tree. And then it will become a Thanksgiving tree, but it's been a graduation tree and 4th of July tree, Valentine's, Easter. We've had.
Are you going to keep it up next year?
I don't know. So my daughter went away to school, you know, to college. And, you know, so she's coming back. Like she came back to decorate it for Halloween and she'll be back to decorate it for
Thanksgiving.
And then, you know, we'll do it for Christmas. But it, if she wants to keep carrying that torch. But, you know, it's kind of funny because now it's like, I don't know what would go in that corner that this 12-foot tree has been in.
It'd be empty.
Yeah. So for the last year, what are your family traditions that you guys have in place?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if it would be like a tradition. I mean, we make it a point every year to kind of carve pumpkins with Misty and, you know, her
Do you guys
kids.
Do like fancy ones? You bring patterns? And they're like contests around it or
no, because mine usually like caves in. Like I have never been able to accomplish carving a pumpkin, so I kind of gave up and just started drawing on it with markers, you know.
Really?
But and Myla hates it. Like she hates digging her hand in to grab all the seeds out. She's like, this is so gross.
It's ew.
I'm not doing it.
It's kind of ew.
And I'm like, it's your pumpkin, you deal with it. You know, like I'll help you with the hard stuff, but you do it. So we get the top off and she's just kind of like, I'm done with this, you know, so she's not really into it. So I don't know if we'll continue to do that unless she kind of like grows out of it. And she hasn't really pushed it this year. Mm-hmm. You know, we went to King Supers and they have like those miniature pumpkins that are already decorated with markers or paint. And she's like, right. We could just buy those, Mom. Like, it's
that
okay.
So funny.
So we, you know, we usually do that. And then for Thanksgiving, my dad's a big Cowboys fan and the Cowboys play every year for Thanksgiving. So they're usually, you know, had one too many drinks by the time I get to their house. Mm-hmm. And so that's a quick hello goodbye. But other than that, yeah, no, we don't have a lot of traditions.
Y'all have a soul food tradition. I'm surprised you haven't brought it up.
So that is my stepdad all the way. And so that is an every Sunday thing. So I guess that is a big tradition for us. But yeah, he makes his good old greens and usually chicken or steak. And we have dinner with him almost every Sunday. And it is really nice to just kind of go over there and hang out with him and his wife and my sister. Mm-hmm. And Myla gets to play with Tutu. His wife. Mm-hmm. That's what we call her, is Tutu, because he's Samoan and Tutu is grandma and Samoan. And yeah, we just rock out to the TV because he's partially deaf. So it is on like 51 and I come out with my ears ringing. But he's a great time. He's so loving and kind.
Yeah, he's great. But I haven't gotten any of those greens lately. So
I have some in my fridge. I should have brought them.
So shout out for some greens.
They're the best. I want to eat greens anywhere else.
I know, right? They really are good. And then I haven't made any. So I always make Hop and John or black eyed peas at New Year's. That's about the only time I do it. But that is those with the greens are just, they're so good. But I will give you, I'm going to give you this tip. If you get invited to a white elephant party, you know, or like the Santa, dirty Santa kind of Christmas, the two pack of the thick sliced bacon, like the organic, you know, kind of bacon. You can get from the Costco or you know, from the grocery store. And I'm going to tell you what, I was at this Christmas party last year where everybody fought over that bacon. I've never seen anything like it. And I think the people who brought it in the first place actually ended up taking it home.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah, because they were like, hey, this is clearly, I don't even eat pork. And I think I took it at one point in time. You know what I mean? I know you don't eat pork yet, really, either.
No, but I don't mind bacon.
Yeah. What is it that's like kind of, it is pork, but it's a little different for some reason.
Yeah. I think it might be the crunch. Yeah. You know? It's just that, like that crunch in your mouth. It's kind of like eating potato chips. You're just,
right.
You get full, but you just continue to mm-hmm. eat them for that crunchiness.
Yeah. So. Have you ever had any of the maple, like the maple syrup bacon, like the candied bacon? I'm trying to remember where we had some of that, or we had ordered some at a restaurant not too long ago. You ever had that?
I haven't, but I'm a weirdo and I don't really like eggs. And if I don't have avocado, then I like run maple syrup up and down my like plate. So it's all over my eggs and bacon or sausage. And so
you have it.
It may be the same.
It's probably the same. Well, that's what I like about like where you're saying like the waffle and syrup thing. Like for me, it's like if I'm going to eat something like that, it's going to be French toast.
Oh, I love French toast too.
And then I'll do like turkey bacon and or turkey sausage or and then put the syrup on the sausage. Yeah. Although otherwise, I don't really like sweet meats or anything like
that. Yeah, I don't either. And people always look at me oddly and they're like, you're so weird. Like those two shouldn't mix together. And I'm like, yeah, but they're the best together. So the weird one.
Right. They're probably the same people throwing ketchup all over everything.
Right. Or ranch or something.
Or know. Carry their Cholula in their purse.
But that was the belt. Like the Cholula belt.
Is there a Cholula belt? Now, I know there was a Sriracha. There was the Sriracha on the keychain thing. I've seen that. But I haven't seen the Cholula belt.
I think there's like a little belt for like Cholula sauce.
Really?
I think so.
I'm going to have to check that out. That would probably be a good Dirty Santa or Pirate's Christmas or something gift too. That would be cool. So we have just a few minutes left here. I know you had talked about not many people get a chance to travel, but you've gotten to travel and you do travel to visit a lot of your friends. Where are your favorite places to go?
Yeah, so I travel mostly just in the States. I haven't been out of the country yet. It's definitely on my to-do list. But with COVID and everything, I've kind of definitely have put that on the back burner. Mm-hmm. But right now, I mostly travel to New York or New Jersey because my best friend lives out there. Mm-hmm. And she just graduated law school, so it's easier for me to go out there than her to come here.
Right.
And then my sister lives in California. And so I just recently got to go out there and visit her. And so it's going to be more of a point to go visit her more because she travels a lot for her job. But with COVID too, she's slowed down a lot. And so when she isn't working, I'm definitely going to, you know, make sure I can get out there a little more because it's gorgeous. And I didn't even get to see the beach when I was out there. So I was so disappointed.
But yeah. Well, you guys, so you got both those coasts covered now. Like you got the California, New York connection. And here you are right in the middle in Colorado.
It's crazy. And I was just talking to someone about like the Midwest territory. And I was like, it's so weird, like how the Midwest is more on the East Coast than it is over here. Because I felt like Colorado should be more of like the Midwest than
I think like Indiana we count or as something actual West, I guess, here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I first left the South, we were moving to Kansas and I had to look it up on a map because I really didn't. I had never been west of the Mississippi.
Okay.
Ever. And so I had to look it up. And so I think that falls into that
category. It does. Yeah, it does. But it's just kind of like in the mix, like right in the middle. I guess we are more towards California. But
yeah. But you love Colorado the best.
I do. Just the mountains. And my family is here. So with my little girl, it's easier to stay. I mean, when she grows up, I may change my mind and settle and retire somewhere else. But Colorado will always be home.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and this is a good place to call home.
So. It's beautiful. There's lots to do. I definitely want to get out there and explore more, though, and see different aspects of different states. Because I feel like when you visit, you're kind of still like a tourist, you know, like you're only doing the touristy things. And so I think it'd be really fun to actually go and enjoy a different experience and a different culture everywhere.
Yeah.
Because even New Orleans felt completely different than Colorado, you know, and it's and even New York, like they're the fast-paced life. And then California, they're just kind of, you know, surfer people who are just kind of like, okay, you know, we'll get to you when we get to you.
That's right.
Kind of a thing. But I enjoyed Florida too, so I could definitely see myself moving there. I'm a hot weather girl, so our winters don't mix with me very well.
Right. Well, I thank you for joining us here in the winter that we have in Colorado Springs. And I look forward to volunteering you again in the future here at the Brighter Day in the Neighborhood. I want to thank all of you for joining us this wonderful Sunday, and we look forward to spending time with you again right here at the same time next week. Until then, have brighter days.
This has been A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood, presented by Brighter Day Law. Heard every Sunday at 11 a.m. on KPPF, 98.5 FM, 1040 AM, and 95.7 FM. Listen to the companion podcast on Podbean. Brighter Day Law are an experienced and qualified team of divorce and family law attorneys. Their aim is to help you get through that emotional and challenging time of divorce and other family disputes. The mission of Brighter Day Law is to compassionately help families resolve their disputes with personalized legal representation while keeping the best interest of the entire family at heart. Their attorneys handle all kinds of family law cases, including child custody, divorce, high asset divorce, mediation, and alimony. Brighter Day Law, compassionate counsel in dark and stressful times. 225-4493 or at brighterdaylaw.com.